This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. It's great to be with you again. From the giving of the law in Exodus 20 until Acts chapter 10, no Gentile could be blessed unless he became circumcised and submitted to the law of Moses. In other words, he could not be blessed as a Gentile, but had to become one of Israel. So it was not until Peter opened the doors of the kingdom at the house of Cornelius in Acts 10 that the Gentiles could be blessed as such. There were no Gentiles in the Jewish church until Cornelius. Peter had to give an account of his actions to the Jewish church in Acts 11, but the evidence of the Spirit's work was so obvious that they concluded Peter had acted correctly. After this, Paul and Barnabas set out on their first missionary journey. As the Gentile believers increased, the Jewish believers became troubled because the Gentiles did not keep the law. So a meeting was called in Acts chapter 15. The chief witness in this meeting was Peter. He recalled the events that took place at the home of Cornelius. Then after that, Paul and Barnabas added to Peter's testimony what God was doing among the Gentiles through their ministry. And after this, James took the floor and pointed out how this was in agreement with the prophets. This was no secret. James says this is in agreement with the Old Testament. So a decision was made at that meeting in Acts 15 that the Gentiles were to be free from the law except in four particulars. Read Acts 15:29. So from Acts 10 to 28, there was a wall of separation between Jew and Gentile in the church. It was a wall that was made up of racial difference, observance of rites like the Passover and circumcision, and no Gentile could take part in the service of God, see Romans 9:4, and no Gentile could enter the temple. During this time, from Acts 10 to 28, the Gentile Christians could not partake of the Passover, which became known as the Lord's Supper. See Exodus 12, 43 to 49 for the details. These instructions were never rescinded. The last letter written during the Acts period was Romans, and in that letter it is said that the service of God was for Israel after the flesh, and this was part of the wall of separation between Jew and Gentile. Now, on the other hand, from Acts 10 to 28, Gentiles were baptized in water. Water baptism, as practiced in the New Testament, was not part of the Old Testament law. It was instituted by John the Baptist. It was connected with the repentance of the nation of Israel and the preaching of the kingdom of heaven. Those in Israel who repented and looked for the kingdom were baptized in water. Repentant Israel was only a very small remnant at that time, and later Gentiles were admitted into the church of repentant Israel through their repentance and baptism. The Gentiles were grafted in where the natural branches of Israel had been cut out. They were in this way identified with repentant Israel. There are many who believe that the dispensation of the mystery began at Pentecost. Most of them observe Passover, which is the Lord's Supper, and water baptism. And some believe that this dispensation began in mid-Acts. But they disregard baptism for some reason, yet they observe the Passover. And this was the opposite of what was done in the Acts period. Baptism was allowed, but the Passover was only for the Jews. So we see the inconsistency of the mid-Acts view. But this dispensation could not have begun until Israel had been put back on the same level of the other nations and were no longer first. This happened at Acts 28:28. Today, the observance of the Passover and baptism can have no significance for the Jew or Gentile. The observance of either is confusion. So do not erect the middle wall that God has taken down. Leave the ordinances of the old dispensation and realize that we have all in Christ. The closer we draw near to Christ, the more types and shadows and ordinances disappear, and we have Christ who is all. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.